Several hundreds of thousands of years ago, the early man lived in groups of people. They were hunters and gatherers. The hunters would move into the forest with great care and caution, and then, with much skill, strength, and even speed, they would kill animals. The gatherers would forage amongst the plants, the roots, and the trees, and they would collect food that was edible. So now, if I asked you this question, and imagine I'm asking you this question a month before we are doing this recording. The question is, who do you think is more likely to be the hunter, man or woman? What would your answer have been, Smyan?
Well, man.
And who do you think would have been the gatherer?
The women.
So today's topic, which busts this myth, is based on recent archaeological findings as well as observations made by people who have stayed with groups of people who continue to live as hunters and gatherers deep inside forests in select parts of the world. Hi, you're listening to What's New Today. This is a kids and family podcast channel about current events shaping our world. Several times we look at recent science discoveries like what we're just talking about today in this episode. And we discuss that with young and curious minds to understand what they think of these scientific discoveries. This is your host, Sangeeta from India. And in this episode, I'm joined by...
Hello, I'm Smyan Shetty. I am 10 years old. I live in Mumbai, India.
Welcome back, Smyan. Happy New Year. I think this is the first time I'm chatting with you in 2024. When you read this piece that I shared with you, right, as part of our preparation for this recording, what is the one thing that you found very startling?
Well, people usually thought that the men were hunters and the women were gatherers. But scientists found out that sometimes even the women were hunters.
What about gatherers? Did the scientists find anything unusual about the profiling of gatherers?
The men were gatherers and the women were the hunters.
Yes, the groups of people who went out to hunt were mixed in the sense they would have both men and women. There were no gender-based discriminations at all. And similarly, the people who went out to forage for food, the gatherers, that would also be almost always a mixed group. Both men and women would go out together to forage. So as hunters and gatherers, there was no clear demarcation of what men would do and women would do. Everybody did everything together. Is that very different from how we see life today?
Yeah, very different.
Why?
Well, usually men go out to work and the women do all the housework. But that was not there in the earlier time.
Right. It was a far more balanced and equal society. Sometimes shocking, right?
Yeah.
Now, they also have a few points which substantiate or justify why this was so. But before I jump in and tell you what that first hypothesis is, let me see if you can guess it. How do you think hunters killed? Do you think they were pursuing prey on foot over long, long distances and run until the animal was exhausted? Or do you think they would suddenly attack from behind a tree? Which do you think was more likely?
They would suddenly attack from behind the animal.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
Apparently, no. So hunters would more often than not run and run and run and run till the animal would get exhausted and then attack it and kill it.
But wouldn't the hunters themselves get exhausted?
That is the interesting point. So, animals, I'm talking about, say a buffalo or a rhino. A whole group of people would pursue it with spears and bows and arrows in their hand. They would run and run. Now, these creatures are very bulky. They can run at very high speeds for a very short burst of time. They cannot sustain that speed for a very long duration. That is true even for a cheetah. It is true even for most of the big cats actually. There's a very short span of time and they will burst. In that time, they'll catch the deer or whichever creature that they're trying to attack. Now, because it's a group of people and they have sharp weapons in their hands, the creature that they are trying to follow will usually not turn around and attack them. It would run. But remember, it can only run for at a very high speed for a very short period of time. People, on the other hand, have the ability to run for a much longer distance and sustain that speed. And here's the most interesting fact. Between men and women, women have the ability to run very long distances, like say marathon running today, and sustain those speeds better than men. Is that surprising?
Yeah, because I thought both of them go at equal speeds. There was no like woman could sustain the speed more than men. I never thought that would happen.
I love how you think of the world in such equal terms, Mayan. The small tiny differences in the women's anatomy and man's anatomy is, to sustain such long periods of activity, one of the things that we need is an hormone called estrogen, which women produce in greater quantities than men do. And that's why women were more likely to be hunters than men. Also, as proof of this, also in the modern day world, right, if we look at marathon running, where both men and women participate, next time observe what are the chances that women win and men win. This is a note to all of our listeners also. If you observe or if you read a piece of news about marathon running, tell me how often you see men winning long distance marathons versus women winning long distance marathons. And let's see if what these scientists are saying is something we observe in the real world. And if you want to write to me, you can write to me via Instagram, or you can send me an email at hello@wsnt.in, or if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can just scroll down. I have left a small space there. You can click the reply button and you can tell me what you think of this. Now, there's one more proof that the archaeologists found. Who is an archaeologist? Do you know?
Well, an archaeologist is a person. He kind of wants to know human history, what they built, and about humans. They dig the ground to find out what things have been built by humans, to know the past history of humans.
Have you seen a movie or read a book with archaeology in it?
Well, there is a book. It is in my shelf up here.
It's in your shelf right up there? Okay. What's the name?
Should I remove it?
No, that's all right. Just read aloud the name.
It is, the name is Rock and Fossil Hunters. I have read only a few pages of it. So it gives a proper description of stones and also how those stones are formed. And there are also many activities in it.
Wow. Have you seen the Jurassic Park movie?
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you think any archaeologist features in it?
No.
No?
No, only paleontologists.
Oh, so what's the difference between a paleontologist and an archaeologist?
Well, archaeologists, as I told everyone, archaeologists are people who are interested in finding out human history and what humans have built during their pastime. But paleontologists want to find out more things about the animals that lived in the past.
You are spot on, 100% correct.
Very interesting point of difference. So the second reason that I'm going to talk about why we know that women were more likely hunters and not just gatherers is something that archaeologists found when they dug. They found skeletal remains of men and women, and they found proof that the kinds of injuries or the kind of trauma, I mean, trauma is basically when you hit something, that place gets hurt. So all of these, the patterns of injuries that they saw on the skeletons of men and women were very similar. What do you think that would have led them to believe?
Women were not only gatherers, but also hunters. at that time.
Yeah, that's right. Because if you were chasing an animal and you were going near it and you were hitting it with a spear, and suppose the animal turns around and hits
Yeah.
you with its horn or
It was
something like
your
that.
attack.
Yeah, the same kind of injury they saw on men and women. But if women had only been gatherers, what do you think the archaeologists would have found?
There would be no injuries on the women's skeletons, but there will be many injuries on the men's skeletons.
Absolutely, which is not what the archaeologists found. So based on these two points, I think we can now say with a lot of certainty that men and women pursued very, very similar kind of occupations then. So while we are talking about this, these kinds of scientific discoveries, is there any episode that you've heard on What's New Today about any other recent scientific discoveries that you really liked and would like to recommend to our listeners?
About science, it was about ISRO, that entire series of ISRO.
Okay, you loved the entire space series where we chronicle the journey of ISRO. Yeah, it's not a recent scientific discovery, but yes, it is on the topic of science and throwing in a little bit of history and lots of stories.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners would like to listen to that space series, you can just scroll down in the show notes. I've left a link to it. And now we come to the next interesting part of this episode, the quiz time.
Are we both going to ask?
You can, if you want. We can both ask. What do you prefer?
Let's do both.
Let's do both? Okay.
What are the people who study human past called?
Archaeologist. Thank you. One question from me. Whose bodies are better suited for very long distance running, like in marathons, men or women?
Women. Well, estrogen is the substance that women produce more than men. That's why they can sustain their speed longer than men. What is the difference between an archaeologist and a paleontologist?
Paleontologists study only creatures that lived in the past.
Yeah.
Archaeologists try to find about how life was in the past.
Yeah.
Correct?
Oh,
wow. I'm relieved that I got that answer right. One last question from me. So when people found skeletal remains of men and women from the hunter-gatherer times, what did they find in those skeletons that was common for both men and women?
Both got very similar injuries, which leads to the conclusion that both of them used to hunt.
If you all have loved listening to the episodes on What's New Today and catching up on current events, even stories such as these, which children or even adults rarely come across, especially say new scientific discoveries like this, which can really change the way we think of the world. And if you'd like to support us for all the effort that our team puts in identifying these topics, digging in, doing our own content-based research, and producing these episodes, you can support us by donating a small sum of money to the What's New Today podcast team. You can find a link to this in the show notes below. If you click on it, it'll take you to a page that can help you donate whatever sum of money you deem fit for our team. So, Smyan, when we were preparing for this topic on, women and men as hunters and gatherers, I shared some articles and videos with you. Remember, is there any one of them that you think children might really enjoy, either reading or watching?
Well, it was about Science Kids one. They explained everything about archaeology. You did not send that to me. That video was very interesting. It even explained and gave some facts of archaeology.
Wow. Will you share that link with me? I'd like to put it in the show notes. If any other child wants to see it or even adults want to see it, they can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Thank you so much, Smyan. It was a lot of fun chatting about this topic as well. That's it from us today. New episodes on What's New Today come out every Monday and Friday.
Thanks for listening.